Welcome to Spartan Athlete here on the Spartan Up Podcast. We talk to some of the best athletes in the business. They're going to give you tips and tricks and techniques on ways for you to conquer the course.
We're with Alyssa Holly. So how's your year been so far?
Not ideal by any means. I haven't really been healthy for like the last year and a half, so that's been really frustrating. But I'm doing well despite that. Like, gym life stuff's going really well. Training is going amazing. And so I can't really complain. It's just, I would like to, you know, do a race where I'm like actually good to go. So
are you still like swinging hammers as part of your training?
No, I wish.
You wish?
I did the other day.
Who says they wish about manual labor?
Oh my gosh, it's the best. So I've been working at the gym about exactly a year. Last year we opened it the week that I left to Utah. And so a couple of days ago, my dad called me and he's like, hey, do you want to dig some holes for me? And I said, yes. So I went and dug holes for like 3 hours and
giant,
it was amazing.
With a giant hole
digger? Oh no, I'm like hand doing it
like
for
old
like 5 feet.
Yeah. Old school. Well, it seems like if you enjoy manual labor, that would be a great way to get this functional fitness done. Like, just ask your neighbors, like, hey, who needs some work done?
Actually, that's true.
Or my own house.
Like, I've definitely done some of that.
So tell me why you enjoy manual labor over working out of the gym.
I love working out of the gym. Don't get me wrong. That is my passion. But there is something to be said about being able to just go and just dig a hole for 3 hours and not even have to think about it. Like, you're just doing hard work. And when you get done, you're like, oh man, that felt so good. Like, look what I just did. And you just don't even have to think. Like, that's the best part. Like, you're at the gym, there's so many factors and things you need to be thinking about and angles. And so it's just nice to just kind of just have some grunt work, you know?
So I understand you're in love with your training right now.
I am.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah. So I've been like injured since Big Bear again. Because I just can't seem to be healthy. My body's just rebelling against me. And so my wonderful coach, Dennis, I've been working with him since April.
Endurance Project?
And yeah, Dennis Welch Endurance Project. And
give him a little shout out.
Yeah. And so basically I can do everything but run. I can squat, deadlift, I can bike for days. And so he kind of worked around that. And so we've been working a lot of like high intensity circuits in. So I'll go from 40 cal assault bike to a heavy deadlift to a bucket carry to a landmine press, and I'll do that for like 5 rounds. All the lifting and stuff, like, that's what I've always really loved to do. Like, last year I just spent so much time just pounding my body into the ground doing like 70 miles a week, which I'm like not built for, I don't think. So now to be able to do this kind of stuff, I would say it's, you know, more CrossFit style, right, of like lifting and the high intensity stuff, but it's more geared towards OCR, which is really cool. It's like has the components of what it would take to do a race. So I'm loving it.
Well, you were known as sort of like a stronger person, right?
Yeah. So this is, it's all been like right up my alley, and it's like what I love to do again. Like, I just feel like a lot stronger and a lot more fit than I've been in a long time.
And you think even if the level of competition gets better, you can bring your volume down in the running because you're doing these other things.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And I think that's how my body's always worked anyways. Like, I was doing a lot of that stuff before when I did have my best years, like in 2017. I was doing a lot of this kind of stuff, but he's kind of channeled it to make it make more sense.
Well, actually, let's talk about that. So if someone says, hey, I'd like to pick a coach. Mm-hmm. How did you settle on the one you settled on? Is it just trial and error?
It took me a long time. After I worked with the coach I worked with last year, who was like a strictly like runner background, marathoner kind of coach. And I was like, that's what I need. I need to work on my running. I was just like, okay, I don't want to work with a coach at all anymore. I'm just going to do my own thing like I did back in the day. But I've just naturally liked to have somebody as my coach, kind of like watching out for me and kind of helping tell me what to do. So we talked for a long time before I actually said yes to coaching him, like months. And he would just give me some training workouts to maybe do, or just kind of ask how I was feeling and all that. He was just really on top of communicating, and that was huge to me. He genuinely cares and is constantly asking me how I'm doing, how I'm feeling, how a workout was, and it's just really involved in the whole process.
Will you bring out a Stop Lindsay t-shirt?
When I'm ready. I'm not ready for that yet. I think like by Tahoe, like that's my goal. Like,
all right. Well, thanks for chatting with me.
Yeah, thanks.
See you out there.
All right.
Thank you so much for listening to Spartan Athlete, part of our weekly series here on the Spartan Up podcast. We have new content for you almost every single day to keep you on track. You can go to Spartan.com to find a race near you. You can subscribe and follow us on iTunes, Spotify, and you can also hit us up on Instagram at Spartan Up Podcast. We'd love to hear from you.